Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. My gracious Master and my God, Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Acknowledging Him as Master implies not only that He is in charge, but also that it is likely He has work for us to do. The Scripture bears that out plainly. Our Master and our God graciously invites us to be His and to do good works. Ask Him what He has for you to do today. Assist me to proclaim. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Here Jesus promises that the Holy Spirit, our Helper, will indeed assist us in our efforts to speak the marvelous mysteries of our God and His kingdom. We can ask with confidence when we already know our Lord has promised to answer. Ask for that help now, and then again any time you need it. To spread through all the earth abroad. Matthew 28:18-19a. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." Again, we find ourselves asking for something the Lord has commanded us and given us the authority to do. While we should be a part of this work locally, we must find some expression of it globally as well. After all, how else will we have 1,000 tongues to sing? Ask Jesus to show you how to be a part of raising up 1,000 tongues to sing, and more. The honors of thy name. Matthew 28:19b-20. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Jesus' Great Commission continues with a focus on His name, and the teaching that flow from it, before concluding with the promise of His presence. And what a promise it is! If we have any hope of being a part of something that has been changing the world for 2,000 years, we will absolutely need His presence. Thank Him that He has promised it to us before we even begin. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind. Or listen to what He's saying to you, and then I'll read our text once more. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.